This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A military takeover in Myanmar. The Southeast Asian nation's military seized control of the country Monday under a state of emergency it says will last 1 year. AP correspondent Chris Blake tells us the military is citing voter fraud.
What the military is saying is the national emergency is the government's failure to act on claims of voter fraud in the last election in November, as well as the government's failure to postpone those elections because of the coronavirus crisis.
The move came hours after the detentions of Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials from the ruling National League for Democracy Party. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a coup or any return to military dictatorship. AP correspondent Chris Blake also reports observers believe November's election was fair.
Now, Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party resoundingly won those elections in what was sort of a humiliation for the military-backed party. Well, there may have been some instances of irregularities in the election. The State Election Commission last week said there was no credence to there being anything that actually affected the outcome of the election.
Monday was supposed to be the first meeting of parliament after the NLD's landslide victory in November. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday that if it supports a request by the federal prison system to impose a jail term on opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, that's instead of a suspended sentence. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will host a group of 10 Republican senators for talks about his massive coronavirus relief package, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's pitched a $1.9 trillion aid bill and has shown signs he's impatient with GOP resistance.
The COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Louisiana's Bill Cassidy is among 10 senators who sent the president a letter proposing a scaled-down bill with more targeted aid.
Ours is about $600 billion.
On Fox News Sunday, Cassidy urged the president to make good on his unity pledge rather than ramming through a bill. The White House says the president's invited the 10 Republicans to discuss the package early this week. Their backing would be significant in a 50-50 Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ugandan presidential challenger Bobi Wine launched a court case Monday seeking to overturn the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni. Museveni has been in power 35 years. Wine had suggested he did not want to legitimize Museveni's victory in last month's polls by seeking justice with a court that has been reluctant to rule against the president in past elections. The Supreme Court ruled three times that electoral irregularities were not substantial enough to affect the outcome. Museveni won the January 14th elections with 58% of the vote, while Wine had 35%, according to final results announced last week by the Electoral Commission. At least five people died in the attack in a Mogadishu hotel by Somalia's Al-Shabaab rebels. The attack ended early Monday by security forces, according to the Somali police force. The siege of the Afrique Hotel ended after a gun battle that lasted for more than 8 hours, and all four rebel attackers were also killed, according to the Somali police spokesperson. The rebels exploded hand grenades and rocket-propelled grenades in their attempt to repulse the police forces who were closing in on them. 15 people were also injured and have been hospitalized, according to the health authorities. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The price of silver is rallying as the online trading movement fueling the rise of shares like GameStop took to the precious metal. Silver futures jumped almost 12% on Monday to over $30 per ounce, an 8-year high following strong gains over the weekend. On Twitter, hashtag silver squeeze was trending. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.